The Employer Support of the Garden Reserve is an agency that has assisted veterans with employment needs since 1972, contributing over 230,000 service hours last year alone. Bart Davis, state chairman for the ESGR, talks about the purpose of the group.
Employer Support of the Garden Reserve actually is a Department of Defense agency that seeks to promote a culture in which American employers will support the value of military service.
One of the ESGR's major functions is to advocate for the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. Davis talks a little bit more about the law.
If a returning guardsman or reservist comes back, they are entitled to, by law, the same or similar position that they had before they left, to include seniority and prestige and benefits that they would have accrued while they were, if they had not left.
Davis has been involved with the Employer Support of the Garden Reserve for over 20 years and has seen many developments within the group over his time there.
Up until 2011, it was primarily there to protect the employment of guardsmen and reservists when they were joining the service or when they were deployed, so that they would have their full-time employment when they returned to civilian life. And after 2011, it became apparent that a lot of the guardsmen and reservists were returning from mobilizations, and their employers were out of business and gone. And so ESGR at that point got the additional mission of finding employment opportunities for these returning service members.
With his extensive experience with the group, Davis has not only seen changes within the group, but also with public opinion concerning veteran employment.
When the war first heated up and they were deploying a lot of guardsmen and reservists, everyone was absolutely go. We'll make sure that we stay in touch. We'll take care of your families. We'll save your desk for you. As the years go by, in the second and the third deployment come to fruition, some of that enthusiasm wanes a little bit. But I have to tell you, I think I probably can count on both hands the times that we've actually had to invoke or explain in real unmistakable terms what the law entails. Most employers are more than happy to work with these folks. They understand the value of these people and what they bring to the workplace.
To help veterans find new employment if previous employment options fail, the ESGR sponsors veteran career fairs.
Last week is kind of an indication of how things are going here. We held a job fair that was exclusively for veterans, serving members of the service and their families, at the Southtown Expo. And there were 738 resumes that were accepted by local employers that are looking to hire folks who have honorably worn the uniform.
Davis talks about how the ESGR is involved not just with veterans, but also the community.
Well, one of the main things that we do, in addition to assisting serving guardsmen and reservists, is to be aware of those employers that go above and beyond, far beyond what the law requires of them. And those are easy to find. The employers that will make up lost pay, that will make sure that families are taken care of, that will go so far as to send Santa Claus to deployed members' homes. And so we're very active in sending out letters of appreciation. On the 11th of this month in November, we're going to be presenting what we call above and beyond awards to some businesses. And we just can't tell the local community how important they are, because without them and without their other employees who pull up and take up the slack as these people come and go in uniform, we just wouldn't be able to enjoy the kind of country that we have as a result of the citizen soldier.
In the 2012 fiscal year, the ESGR influenced over 160,000 employers and approximately 480,000 service members. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.